Kevin McHugh, you have been involved in compiling a video showing some great clips of Seamus Down through the years, and he's a guy that you know personally as well, so you've seen him on and off the field.
Yeah, you can even just tell by him there. He's genuinely touched by the whole thing. And our department here asked me to do like a wee storybook and video, and I think it went down well because I know what he'd be going through. The speeches are all great and all, like, but sometimes it's great to break it up with a wee bit of video and captions of his career to date, you know. So, and obviously me, like most other people, followed very closely, so we all know him very well.
Yeah. And following him through his early days with Sligo Rovers and then making the breakthrough cross-channel and onto the international scene, and more to come.
I know. I'll be honest, you know, when I started to do it, I started on Tuesday, the kind of compilation of the storybook and the video. And it's amazing. We could have been sitting here for 2 hours putting everything together. I have half his awards on. He's under 21 international awards. He's Everton Player of the Year awards. But all over the place. It's amazing, his achievements. And just to see where he went from St. Catharines to Sligo to Blackpool to Everton. And people forget he was out at the AIK Athens and Bolton and then back to Everton. And just to see that, even as a storybook, is fantastic. What a player. And it's unbelievable that he's still humble and he's mad about his county.
And it shows, it doesn't matter where you're from, if you're good enough and you get the breaks, you can do it.
Yeah, 100%. And it's even better to see somebody so humble and nice. As you heard him there, his best values, he says, like, he's always say thanks and please, and that's just as simple as it gets. But I guarantee you that obviously went down well at every club he was at.
And we're here in the council chamber a long time now after the actual ceremony, and he's still out there talking to people and signing, and that just shows the man he is.
Yeah, I know. I think his family's in there waiting on him to get something to eat, and he's getting photo with every single kid. You can see the place is emptied and it was full half an hour ago, and he's still signing things and getting photos and talking to yourselves, and that's just the kind of guy he is, you know.
Hugh McFadden, you saw Seamus coming up through the ranks, and a day like this, you look back, it's great to see how far he's come.
It's brilliant to see how far he came. Such a modest jump for that. And he came a long way. You can see at the start when he started to play with St. Catharines, he was very determined, and very good. Yeah.
And when he went to Sligo Rovers, from early on at Sligo, people reckoned there was something special about this guy. And then he got a couple of breaks, the under-21 football, and things went from strength to strength.
He's always very determined, his attitude, when he went out to play. He'd listen to you if you told him someone how to do it. And from that, he just took off. He grasped. Anything he got, he grasped for it,
And on the Gaelic pitch down in Fintray, he was pretty useful as well.
Very good at that too. Very fast. Once he got the ball into his hands, he's very fast, very determined. Straight. He would just go straight to other him, you know.
And I think it's fair to say, if he wasn't playing professional football, he would have been in the Donegal colours.
No doubt about it.
And what about the growing up? I mean, Killybegs, Emerald Park, there's a great tradition there, the Junior Cup many years ago. And, you know, he's really kept Killybegs on the soccer map.
Big time now in the last number of years. All the young people now is all big into it now, you know. I think we're there with 170 underage players at the moment signed to the club. From 8s up to 16s.